Same to you, man.
I hope 2022 brings you many, many clients and much prosperity for Michaels and Booth.
How about just a little mercy to the community on this pandemic thing? Wouldn't we all trade that for whatever personal gain we'd get?
Yeah, exactly. I think we all would, man. You know, I was talking earlier about the Grammys. Grammys now might get postponed. All this stuff might get postponed. I just don't want baseball season to be without fans again.
Yeah, that's no fun. I mean, it's just crazy what it's done to football. I mean, the Super Bowl is going to be a contest of who's the healthiest at the time. You know, that's not the way we want to decide these things.
Yeah, that's true. So yesterday, I texted you some links, and I wanted to talk about this because anytime something with the law comes up, I'm like, what has Marcus got to say about this? Nirvana, Nevermind album cover, guy trying to cash in, Spencer Eldon. What is your take on it?
Well, I'm skeptical, you know. I mean, I read this guy's thing about a year ago when it first got filed, and I thought, yeah. You know, in the law is designed to provide remedies to people who have been wronged. Okay, fair enough. And if this guy can prove that he's been emotionally damaged or injured over the last 30 years because his pickle was on the front of an album cover, you know, it's like, listen, dude, if you can really prove that you were injured, the court is there for you. But I'm just having a hard time thinking that this guy's really been hurt in any way, right? He's had some sort of fringe notoriety, some fringe
sure,
fame.
No,
he hasn't cashed in on it.
No, listen,
like
it's not fringe. I mean, it's an album that has sold time and time again over the last 30 years. I think, yes, he's gotten some success, and he has garnered some success, some profit from it over the years.
Well, he's gotten some, and is he really entitled to more? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the terms were in terms of buying the rights to the photograph. I've read a little bit about how they took the photograph. I just have a hard time seeing him as a victim. You know, I mean, that's a word I use. You know, you hear our firm who use "don't be a victim" twice.
Sure.
Are you a victim? Was he a victim? Was he taken advantage of? Was he withheld the credit that he deserved? Was he contractually abused? I mean, he was a child, obviously, but were his parents not responsible? I mean, are your injuries, my man, other than the fact that fame just kind of passed you by?
And then here's the other thing. If he does have any sort of lawsuit, if he calls 850 injured, would you take the case?
No. I wouldn't, because I just don't think he's got the kind of damages that require a court's time or a juror's time or a citizen's time. I don't take claims I don't really fundamentally believe in.
Wouldn't you agree, though, that if he does have a case at all, the case is against his parents, not necessarily the band?
Yeah, I mean, somebody posed him for a photograph. Somebody got paid for the rights to that photograph.
Sure.
He clearly wasn't negotiating at 4 years old, but somebody was representing his interests. And if that's his parents, great. If it's an agent for his parents, great. I mean, it was a deal.
Yeah. Well, the judge threw it out, and I guess they have so much time. That's where you guys come in. You know, I don't know how much time he's got to appeal, to go to the appellate court, blah, blah, blah.
Just a couple of weeks.
That's it, huh?
Yeah, he's got a couple of weeks to try to make it work, but I don't think it's going to happen for him.
I got you. Well, if you are a victim, if you're a victim in a car accident, malpractice, at work, you feel like you're getting screwed over by your boss or by the company, 850-INJURED is the number. Contact Michaels and Booth, personal injury attorneys, offices Pensacola, Fort Walton Beach, Crestview, and Tampa. And if you'd like to further discuss men's pickles on album cover, I like the way you claim that, pickles. Dude, just to get you a lawyer, a board-certified lawyer, to say pickle on the radio, referring to a man's genitals, I've succeeded.
I hope my daughters weren't listening, because they're going to be all over me for that.
2022 has been a success.